I tend to focus on extremely powerful AIs, AIs that aren't just a little smarter than us, but a lot smarter than us. And the rationale for thinking about that, which, of course, a lot of scientists will be a bit skeptical about, is just that if you look at the history of life on Earth so far, well, smarter life forms keep coming along. You had the, you know, we went from insects to reptiles to mammals to chimpanzees to humans, and there's no particular reason to think that the human brain has reached the ultimate limit of what is possible. In fact, we can look at the neurons in the human brain and say, well, how well are these neurons designed? How well is the brain designed? And your neurons are running about 10 million times slower than a modern computer chip, and I'm being generous at that. They're transmitting signals, and they're transmitting signals at less than a millionth the speed of light. So in terms of what is physically possible, it seems like we can say for sure that if the laws of physics we know are correct, it should be possible to build a brain that works like the human brain but runs a million times faster than it. So we can build minds that are a lot smarter than human. And a mind like that would have a bigger impact on the world than human intelligence has had so far.
Well, okay, but that also brings us to sort of a fork in the road in this research, that why build a smarter than human brain from scratch when you've got a human brain whose full capabilities are not being utilized right now? That we could argue that we could make, starting with a human brain, we could create a smarter than human brain already if we knew how to get our own brains to function at such a level that we were not wasting all of that capacity. And that isn't that another aspect of this research, is the sort of the technological advancement of the already existing?
Well, there is like the whole separate set of pathways leading up to the technological creation of smarter than human intelligence that focus on hacking the brain or interfacing the brain to computers. Now, personally, the reason I'm an artificial intelligence is that I think that it's going to prove to be too awkward to make use of the human brain, especially if you try to do it without really understanding how the human brain works. I mean, there's a reason why the first flying machine, the Wright Flyer, there's a reason why that wasn't a great big bird or an engine hooked up to a bird, because birds already fly, but they don't do it very well. And human brains think, but they don't do it very well.
Yeah, but there's a reason why the Honda Insight failed from a, you know, a marketing standpoint and failed to get traction with the public. But these hybrid engines, that was an immediate hit.
Well, but now you're talking about marketing. And while you can market an artificial intelligence that's dumber than you, it seems to me that to talk about selling an artificial intelligence that's smarter than a person is really to sort of miss the point of what it's all about. It's like saying, well, we're going to sell a human as a slave to a chimpanzee.
No, you missed my point on that. I'm not talking about marketing. Although I like the comparison. That's a good one. But what I'm talking about is application. That the idea of a small, heavy electric car didn't interface well. It didn't achieve the goal. And if the original idea was to get people off of fossil fuels, it took a lot of electricity at home to pump into the car in order for it to get to work. But even there, it didn't achieve the goal in that it didn't last as long. You had to be plugging it back in again. Meanwhile, the hybrid took an already existing technology, and I'm using that as the correlative idea for the already existing human brain, and it took that and it used it as the platform, and then it enhanced that with this, you know, using an alternative fuel based on that. So that's what I'm saying. And the application people found was, oh my gosh, I can drive this farther, I can drive just as fast, I can do more with it than I could if it were just an alternative fuel alone.
But the problem is, though, that the appropriate analogy isn't to like a hybrid electric car, it's to a horse. See, things are kind of awkward if you work with the human mind. I mean, to give an example of the kind of shoddy work that evolution does when it designs things like the human brain, If you look at the retina, which is in your eye, it's actually considered a part of the brain. So a part of your brain is actually outside your skull, and it's the retina. The retina is built backward. The light-sensitive parts are in back. And the neurons, the communication cables, go out of the front and have to go back through the retina, which is why you've got a blind spot in your eye. So the retina is built backward. There's no deep wisdom behind it. It's just that back when the eye was originally evolving, it got started backward, and then evolution sort of patched that over and smoothed it over, and now we have a whole big complex eye that's built backward. The human brain is not designed to be end-user modifiable. It's not designed for us to be able to pull it out and tinker with it. When it came to building a new kind of car, we could take apart the old car design and put it back together again as a hybrid because we had the blueprints, we had the manual, and we knew how the whole thing worked because we had built it ourselves. We were talking about isn't a hybrid gas-electric car, it's a hybrid horse car, and that's a little more difficult.